It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Switch.
CDC has a new warning for us now.
Oh, God. I don't know. No more corona stuff, please.
This is not corona.
Okay.
The CDC has other departments.
Do they?
I guess. Because
okay.
They're coming out with studies now, and they're saying, don't do this. So the one office that isn't working on COVID is working on this issue.
Okay.
And they're telling us now to stop eating cake batter. And this is something that has driven me crazy my whole life.
Okay, why?
Is people eating cake batter or brownie batter or cupcake batter when
right.
you make it. Because there's people in my life right now who cannot make a cake and not lick the bowl with the eat the stuff with a fork before they bake it.
Ew.
And they say now people are getting sick from E. coli in an outbreak.
Because of the raw eggs.
Yeah, they say stay clear of cake batter. In a health warning, the agency says 16 people and counting have contracted E. coli in several states after eating cake batter. And it's different cake batter. So it's not, you know, this type of cake batter alone. It's all types of cake batter. But
it's not the cake batter, it's the eggs.
It's the eggs.
Right, it's eating the raw eggs. That's the only scenario you're going to eat a raw egg. No one's sucking down a raw egg, are they?
Unless you're Rocky. And
But that was a cliche from like the 70s. I don't think anybody in 50 years has done that.
I think people still do it because they see that movie now and they go, I want to get big like Rocky and I want to try it. I've thought about trying it before.
You think a movie that's 50 years old is influencing people today?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yes.
I think you're very, very wrong about that.
I think see it and want to do it.
If you look at TikTok, the trends and the challenges that come up that you're like, nobody would ever do that. And then you go on TikTok and you're like, oh, that's a challenge. That person could die.
People ate Tide Pods. So I'm pretty sure they're eating eggs. Seven other people had to be hospitalized. No death so far from this. Symptoms include diarrhea, stomach cramps, and vomiting. Ooh. So stop it, people. Just because it looks good and it looks like chocolate and you might want to eat it, don't.
They now make edible cookie dough because so many people were making cookie dough, which also has raw eggs in it, and eating it without cooking it.
So you never did this?
And getting super sick.
You've never done this?
When I was a little girl, my grandma used to have one of those hand mixers,
mm-hmm.
and she would always make cakes and brownies and stuff like that, and she would always take off one of the mixer things and hand it to me as a kid to like lick and eat. And I got sick all the time, but I don't think they made the connection. I think they just thought, wow, she has a dodgy stomach. They didn't make the connection that it was like, oh, she ate raw egg today. Don't give a four-year-old raw egg.
Right. Bad tummy. That's what it was called back then. And upset stomach. And you took some Pepto-Bismol and you went to eat the other batter.
Right. Yeah. I think people didn't make the connection back then. But yeah, no, I don't, you know me, I cook all the time. I cook and bake all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But no, not in a million years. I'm not stupid.
Okay.
For a long time, I wasn't eating eggs and I was doing the egg replacement stuff, which is powdered. So technically, I could do the raw if I wanted to.
Powdered eggs?
Yeah, it's an egg replacement stuff that you can get at the health food store, and it's powdered.
You mix water with it, or
yeah.
Does it taste like egg?
I don't know. You put it in. It's for recipes.
Oh,
it's like a powder that you put in cake batter when you make a recipe from scratch.
Got it.
And you throw it in there instead of an egg.
Got it.
So whatever the emulsification, whatever the egg does, this powder does. So you can do that instead. Ooh, you know, now that you're talking about it. Psychosomatic, like my stomach hurts. I'm just saying.
Well, that's because you're you.
Right. So, you know, why would you do that to me? Knowing fully well that now I'm going to be sick.
Yeah, people get really sick stomach and they feel like they got to throw up.
Hey, because speaking of food, I got a food story for you.
Okay.
So I know that you are somebody who prefers Chick-fil-A,
mm-hmm.
but do you ever eat KFC?
No.
Oh.
Not since the invention of Chick-fil-A, there's no reason to go to KFC. I went to KFC maybe once in 10 years, and it was not good, so I didn't go back.
Well, they're doing something kind of cool, and I'm kind of on their side. You know me, I'm a vegetarian, so I got no chicken in this fight. But they announced they're opening a KFC-themed pop-up hotel. Here's the beauty of this pop-up hotel. There is a press for chicken button in every room.
Mm-hmm.
You have your very own chicken concierge at your fingertips. So if you go out in the town and you go partying and drinking and you come back at 3 a.m. and you're craving KFC, you hit that button. Somebody is available 24 hours at the KFC hotel to bring you KFC to your room at any time.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, you can hit that.
You can hit that. It gives a new meaning to you can hit that.
And bring me chicken. Wow.
Imagine you get into Cornell. They have the top hotel hospitality school in the world. You know, you spend all that Cornell money. You become a hotelier.
Right.
That's what you went to Cornell for. And you get a job at the KFC hotel as the chicken concierge. You got to call your parents who mortgage their house to send you to Cornell.
Yeah, I don't think the Cornell guy is going to the KFC hotel. I think he's going to the Hyatt. I don't think he's going to the KFC hotel.
It's $160 a night.
Wow.
You get $200 worth of free chicken during your entire stay. So depending on how many nights you're there, look, if you're me and you stay one night, you can eat $200 worth of chicken pretty easily.
I could eat $200 worth of chicken.
So depending on where you live, you fly in or wherever it is. They pick you up in a black Cadillac. It's called the Colonel Mobile. And then they bring you over to your check-in clerk instead of check-in clerk. Mm-hmm. That way you get to know them and you give them an idea of what kind of chicken you like and what you'll want. That way when you push the button, they know what to bring you. Here's the best part. 100% of the proceeds, not 10%, not a couple of dollars on every dime, whatever, dime on every dollar. 100% of the proceeds are going to the KFC Foundation, which is a huge foundation that supports grassroots organizations across the country that empower young people to unleash their potential and build a positive future. That's cool.
That is good. 100%.
100%.
Yeah.
Every dime they're making from the KFC hotel is going towards this wonderful organization. So make fun all you want to, but they're doing something good with their chicken.
In the South, there's a restaurant called Bojangles. Speaking of chicken,
they're all over the country.
Bojangles? Mostly in the South. There's not any in New York.
Really?
No, it's only the South.
They run commercials here.
Yeah, they run commercials, but there's no Bojangles.
Huh, interesting. Yeah. I feel like they should be here if they're running commercials here.
I think they should. Trust me, I lived in New York. I know there's no Bojangles. I can tell you what exit the Bojangles starts from New York to Charlotte. I can tell you the exact number because I knew the exit that Bojangles started.
Oh, you know what? They're in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Right. It's like the last exit before you get into Maryland and New Jersey. There's a Bojangles.
Got it.
It's on that exit, but it's not right off the exit. You got to go like 5 miles once you get off the exit. I've been there many times. I know. So Bojangles, huge. They made their start in Charlotte. This is where they began.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So Bojangles, their advertising agency is here. They test all their new commercials here. They have a new chicken sandwich out now that's competing with Chick-fil-A and everybody else. But their new advertising campaign is pissing people off because they're calling their chicken clucking good.
What's wrong with that?
Clucking chicken.
What's wrong with that?
People are upset.
Because?
It sounds like fucking.
So what? Remember there was that whole ad. I forget what it was. I don't remember the maybe it was like Staples or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, I shipped my pants.
Right. And people complained about that.
No, people thought it was funny.
No, people complained big time about that. People are very upset about this. And they're voicing their opinion. They're never going to go to Bojangles again. What? And yeah, they're
you're going to not go to Bojangles because you don't like their slogan. If you really like their food, you're going to eat there.
Yeah, but usually Chick-fil-A is across the street, so I could take either one. If they piss me off enough, I'll go to Chick-fil-A. Because you know Chick-fil-A is never going to have a good clucking chicken commercial.
That's true. And that's the thing. You know that Chick-fil-A's philosophy, mm-hmm. let's say, on gay people does not align with yours. Yet you still eat there.
It's because it's so good.
But that's my point. People that really love Bojangles chicken, they're going to still go to Bojangles regardless of even if the ad says so fucking good.
Well, no, I think people go to Bojangles because Chick-fil-A's line is too long. And then if Bojangles line is too long, that's when you go to KFC. So it all depends on which line is better.
See, I'm so cynical that I think this whole thing is what Bojangles wants. They knew that coming up with so clucking good, by the way, you know me, I love a good pun. Coming up with so clucking good, they knew it was going to potentially piss off a couple of people. But I think the outrage is something that they've manufactured to bring attention to them so people can talk about them like we are right now.
But still, you
know, who thinks about Bojangles? Now we do.
But still, if the line is not that long at Chick-fil-A, we're still going to go to Chick-fil-A over Bojangles because their chicken is more better.
That's you. There's people that Bojangles is their favorite chicken.
No,
and they're still going to go,
not
regardless of what their slogan is.
No, not a one. They only go there because Bojangles or Chick-fil-A is too packed. You can't say what people like.
That's what, no.
No, I'm
that's what you like. You can't say what people like.
I can tell you good chicken. And that's good
but
chicken.
That's what you think is good chicken. You don't know what other people, listen, I've got friends that swear their favorite thing to eat are White Castle burgers.
And they are.
Are you serious?
White Castle? I go crazy when I see a White Castle. I drove out of my way to go to White Castle. I love White Castle.
Okay, well, because you love White Castle, but most people prefer to get burgers somewhere else.
If
I'm just saying, everybody
was across the street, I would go to In-N-Out before I went to White Castle.
Okay, put it this way. Bojangles exists and is a multi-million dollar company. For some reason, somebody's eating there.
Because Chick-fil-A's too busy. I mean, that's why you hung out with hot chicks. You got the runoff from the hot chicks. It's
right.
Like when you hang
that's
out.
True, I did.
When you hang out with the hot chick is Chick-fil-A. You are Bojangles. You got the runoff.
Maybe that's why I'm so sensitive about this, and I'm defending Bojangles because I'm the Bojangles of my social group.
Chick-fil-A is somewhere you go to actually eat a meal. Bojangles is something you go to when you're drunk.
Is that your new slogan for Bojangles? Because I think they should try that.
And that's the same thing with White Castle. You'd never go to White Castle sober. You go to White Castle when you're high or drunk. That's the only reason why they survive.